Jacksonville's Bouldering Gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judsonville District in Greenville or online at BLOCHAVEN.com.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around a baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen. Whether it's your first house or your forever home, we offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. We have a million texts. We may have to have a text segment. We every once in a while we throw in a text segment. We have to do that. Just get to some of these texts because we're way behind on the text line. Kevin, I'll get to you in 1 second. You know, I wrote several things earlier. I wrote about Antonio Williams and Ride the Tiger. Ricky writes me and he says, okay, he is that, but I don't get it. Well, how in the wide world we have another 3 to 5 star receivers, a stacked tight end room, and yet the creativity just seems to not be there. Funny thing, while I sat in the DV Saturday and watched, Randall ran the ball well, linebackers, safety, instant, and boom, over the top. Yeah. Well, you got a bunch of things there, Ride the Tiger, and you know, I hit on some of them earlier. I know people can't listen to every minute of the show. But my belief is that Antonio Williams affects every element of the entire offense. He affects the quarterback. He changes every wide receiver position. And, again, I've compared it to sort of Clemson's version. It's a lesser version, but of when Ohio State lost Marvin Harrison. And then two becomes one and three becomes two. You're not at all the same team. They were whipping up on Georgia before the loss of Marvin Harrison. Losing Antonio Williams is, you know, he's your Marvin Harrison. Different body type, different guy, not, you know, not of Marvin Harrison's ability, but the best that Clemson has. And the leader of that whole wide receiver room, that sort of still young, in most cases, wide receiver room. And so when you lose him, the quarterback loses his security blanket, and it changes the entirety of your receiving core. It's not just, you know, I spent the whole offseason when I evaluate quarterbacks talking about their world and the pieces around them. Well, when those pieces get changed, the success rate of the quarterback changes. We've seen that here over and over. DJ Uiagalelei, Cade Klubnik before, they had no weapons. You know, and so when you, it sounds like one guy, but it's not one guy. It's more than one guy, because it's one guy that greatly impacts like five positions. And so that's why it matters. And that's why there's not an easy fix to it. But you're right. The play calling against Troy was vanilla, especially early on, I think, in part because I think Clemson thought they would just they would win all the one-on-one personnel battles, and they didn't need to be fancy or show Georgia Tech anything. I think coaches are paranoid, and I think that was what you got. Well, I think it turns out that you actually had to win that game. I think the second half was better for an assortment of reasons, and we'll see whether Clemson can carry that forward against Georgia Tech, and you're going to have to. Haynes King is a warrior, and you're going to have to beat him. And Georgia Tech, by culture now, is a physical football team at the line of scrimmage, and you're going to have to match that physicality. And I think especially early. And then I think, you know, hopefully at some point you can take some vertical shots, because I think that's important, because otherwise people start to play you in a 10-yard box and life just gets much harder for you. And I think that's happened with six quarters of football so far. But I think establishing that you can run early is important. And you might have to take a shot to loosen them up early too, whether it's completed or not. Sometimes that does the task, just proving that you will try something. But I would be surprised if Randall does not get the ball early, and if Clemson does not try to establish some degree of physicality early in this football game, because Georgia Tech is going to play physical football, and their quarterback is going to play physical football. Look, he rushed for nearly 160 yards against Colorado, and you know, and again, you've heard me say for the last year and a half, he's the toughest kid in college football. And Dabo Swinney said that himself, either last night or today. Back to the phones. Kevin, how are you, Kevin?
Hey, I'm good, Walt. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for getting in, Kevin. I appreciate it.
You know, I'm a Gamecock fan, so I love hearing these Florida Gators cry. I love hearing them complain. And it couldn't happen to a better program, right? They're not the king of the hill anymore. They're not getting back where they were. Miami has put their foot down in the state of Florida. And wow, what has Florida State done? I know they went 2-10 last year, but they sure look a heck of a lot better this year. You know, there's not much hope for the Florida Gators right now. And if they were smart, absolutely, they would go get Jamie Chadwell, or I would consider hiring the Vanderbilt coach. This guy's winning in Nashville with Diego Pavia. He's relevant now.
You know, it is interesting that nobody seems to mention Clark Lee, and he has done a fabulous job at Vanderbilt. He really has. And, you know, and I don't know about the depth of that team over the course of the year, and that schedule's brutal. I ranked it as one of the top 10 most difficult schedules in the country. But I mean, listen, with Diego Pavia and a defense that actually functions now, and they have weapons. I mean, they have arguably the best tight end in the Eli Silvers in the country. They have They have weapons. They're more dangerous than people think. I mean, they didn't beat Alabama by luck. They didn't almost beat Texas last year by luck. I mean, I know they had some bad spots, but they basically brought everybody back. And they have a quarterback who just exudes confidence. He oozes it. And players, teammates pick up on that. That stuff matters. I think that Vanderbilt team, you know, a really good test is going to be South Carolina, because South Carolina sort of owned Vanderbilt. And if this Vandy team is different, then we're going to find out in that game.
Well, you know, Walt, there is no tougher job in college athletics than being the football coach at Vanderbilt University. I mean, they're all brain surgeons and neuroscientists and chemical engineers and nuclear physicists. I mean, these guys aren't studying basket weaving and, you know, social studies.
Well, it's not just that, but you play in a historical league of football cheaters. You know, and not so much anymore, because there's no such thing as cheating anymore. So now they're doing the same things all legally. But yeah, Vanderbilt was always out of place in that league with their little stadium and their 20,000 fans.
Well, you know, another interesting fit might be Todd Monken. He spent a lot of time at Georgia. He played against Florida a lot in the big cocktail bowl game.
And, that's interesting.
You know, that'd be an interesting guy.
That's a pretty interesting name there, Kevin. That's a nice job right there.
And, Walt, I got the three-card pick for you this weekend. I'm going to take Wake Forest Thursday night and 7 points.
Right.
I think they're going to put 45 up on NC State.
Wow. Why? Why do you think that, Kevin? I mean, look, maybe that happens. I have no idea, but I'm not picking Wake Forest in anything. But
I'm taking Wake and seven.
Let's go.
Demon Deeks.
Right.
I'm taking the Clemson Tigers. And I'm going to give Georgia Tech, the Ramblin' Wreck, their 4 points.
Okay.
It's not nearly enough.
Oh, wow.
Right? They're going to need more than 4 points.
All right.
And I'm going to take South Carolina minus the 5.5 against Vanderbilt. I like these teams. I think they're due for a big blowout game, especially Clemson. You know, there's not many people on their schedule that I wouldn't take them against and give the 4 points up. So I look for them to have a breakout game. And I think we're going to see the second half last Saturday is going to be the first half and the second half this week. I think they're coming in with a little bit of confidence from the one they played in the second half. And, man, you don't want to punt the ball to South Carolina. You're better just to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
They got a kid running punts back left and right all over the place. And, Walt, Wake Forest at home, Demon Deacon land. Thursday night prime time.
Yeah.
Come on, man. It don't get any better than that.
Yeah. Good luck with that one, Kevin, especially that part, that Wake Forest part. We'll see about the others, but yeah, good luck with
hey,
that.
Hey, give my best to Miss Ramona. She does a fantastic job of making you look good.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. What's that outfit there, Ramona? How would you rank that outfit right there? I don't even know what to make of that. What do you call that? I mean,
I don't know.
Yes, it's not good. It's not good. We got the monitor on up above us, and Greg McElroy is talking to somebody about Georgia, Tennessee, I guess. Ralph wants to talk about Billy Napier. Ralph, how are you, Ralph? Good to have you.
I'm doing all right. I just got me some good okra, and I'm really excited about
good.
That.
Good, yeah.
So, Billy Napier, you know, he's a Furman grad. He's a lot smarter than all these people that are downsaying him. He's in an impossible job. He'll be all right, you know, even if he's an assistant somewhere. It'll be much less a headache. But he can outcoach any of these guys that think they know anything. Plus, he's a North Georgia boy, and went to Furman where – I mentioned before, Donnie Littlejohn.
Hey, Ralph, no offense, but I know he's a genius and everything, but he's such a friggin' genius that he let the clock expire on his own team. And just,
well,
it's atrocious. Just dumb.
Pete Carroll made a bad call in the Super Bowl or the run up to it. You know, but Billy's going to be all right, and I'm for him.
I'm rooting for him. I think it's going to be somewhere else. I think he's fired.
That's what my first cousin, who was a fundraiser for one of the schools at Florida, said last year. But he's hanging around, I think he'll be better just to go somewhere else because nobody's going to give him a break the way things are going. A couple things. Antonio Williams, I'm almost to the point where I can forgive him for being so arrogant coming into the state championship against Gaffney, and Gaffney beat him. But I think if Antonio had been healthy and confident on day one for the whole game, that would have given Cade Klubnik more confidence, and it could have been a whole different
100%.
Could have been a whole different game. I want to pick up on something else I hadn't got to talk about since the first game, Texas. Down at the end, there was some question whether or not Texas scored, or the guy had possession. When he hit the ground, it would have been a ticky-tack call. I'm glad it went the way it did for that touchdown to score and made that game more exciting during the end. I hate for these games to end on ticky-tack calls. Our friend Grayson Loftus, I don't know, this will be his fourth year. It doesn't look like he's going to get much playing time unless the number one guy at Charlotte now. So will he have another year after this year, or what do you know about his situation?
It's funny because Grayson just retweeted something I said from earlier. I'm seeing what Grayson is saying on his Twitter feed right now. I don't know. I don't see anything about it right at the moment.
I'm glad he called. I don't tweet, but that was maybe. Next time I call,
Grayson. I think Grayson has ability. I knew he was in a bad situation where he was, and I think he has ability. He's got a live arm.
I wish he could have come to Furman. That would have worked out. But it looks like Furman's quarterback.
Yeah.
In the SoCon is acquitting himself well, and they could have a good season just depending on how things go. I don't want to make any enemies. I got to pull for Georgia Tech just to make the rest of the season more interesting, but I'll be okay whoever wins, and then it'll be see how Clemson plays out, win or lose. Go Billy Napier. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ralph. Yeah, again, look, I've always felt that Billy Napier, he's not particularly communicative, and obviously he struggles with plastic bottles, but I always felt that he was an organized coach and a pretty smart guy. I thought he learned under some of the best coaches in all of college football. But I mean, there are some things that are just so obvious. I mean, you can make dumb sort of tactical moves at the end of games, but I don't know how a coach can sit there at the end of a game with the other team having the ball where he's trailing and just let the clock run when he has timeouts. I was literally screaming at my TV, call a timeout, you idiot. I mean, it was 2nd and 5. Look, listen, even if you think, that your defense can't stop them, whatever, your only chance is to somehow come up with a stop or a turnover on 2nd and 5. And you don't want to give up the 5 yards on first down, but you can't play for the next series of downs, moron, because there's not going to be a next series of downs if you don't stop this one. So even though they pick up 5 on first down, there's a minute and 15 or 20 seconds left. You have to stop the clock and hope that your defense rises up. You know what they're going to do. You know they're going to run the friggin' ball. You know this. So you have to hope that your defense rises up and stones them and gets a stop and turns 2nd and 5 into 3rd and 6 with some defensive penetration, and then you get the ball back. Napier let the whole clock run down like he thought he was leading or tied or something. I don't even know. Leading. It's just inexplicable. It's inexplicable to have 2 timeouts and just sit there where you're trailing by a point, or about to be trailing by a point, and let the clock run down. It's inexplicable. You know the situation. You know the field goal puts you behind. I don't know. I just sat there just bewilderment about what Napier was doing at the end of that game. I need to take a quick break. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break. Lines are jammed. I'm coming to you.
Hi, friends. I don't know about you, but I'm all about solutions, especially when it comes to life's biggest problems, like the health crisis that America is facing right now. That's why I'm so excited about my great experience with PhD Weight Loss. Their patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking those weight loss drugs. In fact, just the opposite. PhD clients learn how to turn their bodies into fat-burning machines using real food, behavioral coaching, and a proven science. These are habits that last a lifetime. I'm talking forever. I hope you'll get in touch with my great friends at PhD Weight Loss here in the Greenville office. Tell them that Mike V from The Roar sent you and that you want to learn how PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your own metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones. If you're already on a weight loss drug and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her great team can help. Give them a call at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Warm weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard as you're preparing meals for your family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're on your way to the beach or the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or a reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter for you. The Ingles Floor Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. So take it from me, you'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Hey Clemson fans, college football is back. And to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
Turning 65? Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
As an independent business owner, you're the expert in your field, but you may not have the time or resources to stay on top of tax forms and payments. Let David Green help you get back on track. With his expertise, he can implement the best IRS programs to resolve any tax issues you face. Whether it's with the IRS or South Carolina state taxes, call us today at 271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal for a free consultation to discuss your situation.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
What's up, everybody? Sam Jones here. Join us this Friday night for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Ingles. This Friday night takes us to Pendleton High School, where the Bulldogs face off with the Powdersville Patriots in what's become a fun, heated rivalry over the past few years. Join us every Friday night this fall, live here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
GNC knows that you're not always feeling it at the gym.
But don't get down, get lit, and get more out of every workout. Beyond Raw Lit is a clinically dosed pre-workout that flips the switch and gives you more energy, focus, intensity, and pumps. The perfect combo for a killer workout. Plus, it's got incredible flavors and thousands of five-star reviews, so you know it's good. Pick it up at GNC stores or go to GNC.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Okay, text of the day for the thought is Texter 303, because I think he nailed the Florida answer. And, you know, this is a guy that I put in my top 20 coaches. I have praised consistently, saying I think he's one of the brightest minds in the game of college football. And I think he proved that again this weekend. Texter 303 says, how about Coach Eli Drinkwitz at Missouri as a fit for Florida? Ding, ding, ding. That's the winner. Game over. That's the winner. That's 100% the right call. If I was Florida, I would fire Billy Napier in a heartbeat if I could get Eli Drinkwitz. I think Eli Drinkwitz would give you the Spurrier element. He's a brilliant mind. He has proven this at Missouri. What's not to like? And he has that Spurrier attitude. I've said this before. He has that same sort of Spurrier attitude. He's willing to say things. He's willing to talk. I mean, I think that's the perfect fit for Florida. In fact, I don't think you're going to find a better fit than that. I think Eli Drinkwitz to Florida would be magical. I would do that in a second. In a second if I was Florida. I mean, right now, it just feels like you're just flatlining. It feels like Billy Napier's over his head, and you're just flatlining. I think that's well done. Texas said, Carolina fan here couldn't agree more. So, I think that's – I think you're 100%, 100%. Let me get to some of these calls. Oh, let me also take care of some business, because Ramona's head's going to explode and I don't want that to happen. It'd be a messy cleanup and I want to get out of here.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about Twin Peaks. It doesn't get better than Twin Peaks. I mean, if you're a football fan, if you're a baseball fan, I don't care what you're a fan of, it's all at Twin Peaks. Beautiful windmen, scenic views, 29-degree draft beer, giant man-sized mugs, high-definition monitors everywhere you sit. I mean, there are four above you pretty much no matter where you sit. And so you're going to get the best views of all the action. This month, it's Sam Adams Oktoberfest Stein hoisting on every Friday. How about that? We're coming up to that. Raise your glass to the start of Oktoberfest. Keep a raise for our authentic Stein hoisting competition. Join in on Fridays in September at 6 p.m. this month for a chance to win weekly prizes and Sam Adams swag. And who doesn't like Sam Adams? I mean, you'd have to be a communist not to like Sam Adams, right? National Cheeseburger Day, that's coming up. Did you know September 18th is National Cheeseburger cheeseburger day. What better way to celebrate than with our seasoned, smashed, and seared-to-order cheeseburger topped with your choice of cheese? It's awesome. Pair it with a 22-ounce Coors Light or Miller Lite for just $12 all day. Not in a drinking mood? Grab a cheeseburger and a tea or soda bundled for just $10 all day. Say hello to one of our favorite holidays at Twin Peaks, National Cheeseburger Day. You have brew days the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th every Wednesday this August. We're celebrating one of our most beloved things, beer. Get to Twin Peaks and score 22-ounce Twin Peaks brews on draft for just $3.99 all day. That's tomorrow, people. It's tomorrow. It's Twin Peaks. You have Canelo versus Berlanger coming up. That's on the 14th. That's coming up. It doesn't get better than Twin Peaks. It's Twin Peaks all the time. The biggest surprise is the food. Trust me, Scratch Made Kitchen, Scratch Made Food. It's unbelievable. Go watch all your sporting events at Twin Peaks. To the phones. Where are we? We're going Billy first in Myrtle Beach. Our good friend Billy. Billy, how are you, Billy? Good to have you.
Hey, Warren, I heard a previous call. That's not what I'm calling about, but I've heard a previous call talk about NC State and Wake Forest. I honestly would rather watch paint dry to watch a Dave Doran North Carolina State team with even less talent this year. And he went conservative, and I'm still pissed off at him from Thursday night where he couldn't cover against East Carolina because he went very conservative. It just made me dislike Dave Doran even more. But, hey, you know, real quick, just to tell you, you're all over it with Eli Drinkwitz. I just wanted to chime in on that. I can't stand pretty much any team out of the SEC. I respect the conference. But he would make Florida dangerous probably within 2 or 3 years.
Yep.
He knows how to utilize the NIL money because Missouri got on board very early with the NIL money, and he's utilized it with some of the talent he brought into Missouri.
Hey Billy, on that Kentucky deal, they did cover again against them.
They did. I thought about you. You're the first person I thought about when that happened. I kid you not. I went up at Clemson. I was at Coastal watching that team with a MJ Morris. Remember MJ Morris from North Carolina State?
Yeah.
I love my friends, but it was more or less an obligation to go sit there and watch that mess. The Coastal's not what they were. MJ Morris was basically lost his job at Maryland and NC State, and he ends up at Coastal. But hopefully Coastal will get it together. The thing I enjoyed most about that game is outside the tuna that was caught in the Outer Banks and seared on the grill. Other than that, I was keeping up with Clemson.
Yeah.
On my phone, and that wasn't good either. I bet some people in the crowd at Coastal thought I was a lunatic slamming my phone down and stuff. So, but it is what it is. I think, what about South Florida? I called that one. I think they're going to cover against Miami. What do you think?
I thought South Florida had a great chance to beat Florida. I mean, that's what I said. I thought 17.5 was ridiculous. I don't know about South Florida and Miami. I'm still thinking about that. I mean, I think this is a different level of opponent in Miami than South Florida faced in either Boise State or in Florida. I think Miami's just...
You think 18.5, Walt? How about 18.5?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't
think I like that from either side. I don't feel as warm and fuzzy about South Florida, but, you know, they're feeling good about themselves, and this is another group of kids that they know, you know, and I think that helps. You know, they knew those Florida players. A lot of these kids grow up together, so I think that helps. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about that. I'm not ready to predict that game yet.
Yeah, if it was around, and I'm going flip-flop, and if it was around 21, it being, you know, South Florida is considered kind of a little brother, and a lot of these guys play high school against each other.
The real problem, Billy, isn't even the South Florida part. I think we know what South Florida is. I think the problem is I'm not sure we know what Miami is yet. Now, I don't mean something bad by that. Actually, I mean something good. In fact, you know, it's funny. Let me go back to some. Let me see if I can find this quickly. Come on. Where is this? I'm scrolling. You keep talking. I had a conversation. Here it is. Here it is. I had this conversation today. All right, on X. I wrote, the ACC is suddenly a very interesting league. LSU was a huge game. Georgia Tech is huge. And then a high school football coach wrote, goes about 4 or 5 deep at the top, the ACC. No elite teams, though, which might make it problematic at the end to get multiple teams in a playoff. But here's what I said to that, Billy. I said, truth, coach, is that we don't know yet about elite teams. It's possible that Miami and or Florida State's elite. It's possible Clemson still gets to that point, etc. I think it's true nationally as well. If elite exists in 2025, I haven't seen it yet. Elite often emerges in the second half of a season. Clemson twice in national championship runs, LSU 2019, etc. See, I'm actually right now, Billy, I don't know who's elite. I haven't seen anybody yet this season, including the teams I thought would be elite before the year, who have looked elite yet. I don't think Penn State looks elite yet. I don't think Ohio State looks elite yet. I don't think Texas looks elite yet. Clemson obviously doesn't look elite yet. But we don't know enough about Miami. What we know, for example, with Miami and Florida State is they've done enough to become top 10 teams. Is it possible that either one of those teams, and maybe Miami in particular, because they're so good at the line of scrimmage, or at least they seem to be thus far, is it possible that Miami's a national title contender? They might be. It's just too soon. And this is going to be, it's like each week gives us another piece of the puzzle in terms of the answer. And that might be revealed to us this weekend with what Miami does with South Florida.
If they handle them, that's going
right
to make me raise some eyebrows there.
Exactly.
I'll say this. I think Clemson, Georgia, I think it's 3.5 over Tennessee. I think Georgia will end up winning that game by a touchdown and not maybe even 10 points, double digits. I don't want, and I'll take the comments off there. This situation just reminds me, I'm not even going to go back to what everybody's rehashed about the 16 team and all. I just think this situation right now, I believe that Clemson's absolutely loaded with talent and everybody's just kind of turning against Clemson. I see that stupid FBI predict Georgia Tech, which I think that's just – that FBI is just what is – I mean, just totally false information. It's still out of Alabama ranked ahead of Florida State, which is just totally just dumb. And I wanted to say something
now?
Else. I'll make it radio.
Wait,
friendly.
Wait. Now they have Alabama ahead of Florida State?
Yeah, the fake power index is what I
that's
think
a, that, that, that's,
I,
that's an absolute joke. Bill Connelly's a friggin' joke, and that thing is a complete that whole thing is laughable. It's always been laughable. You know, a couple of years back he had Washington 27th preseason. I was saying Washington's playing for national title. This year he had Alabama number 2. You know, and it's his formula, so he's to blame for it. Garbage in, garbage out. If it spits out stupid answers, then he should rip it down and start over. And all his answers are SEC teams. It's nothing but a propagandist tool to support an SEC agenda.
Hey, but remember, Alabama's back. They beat UL Monroe and kept
tied. Oh, yeah, I heard that. Yeah, they beat UL Monroe, and now they're back. They're a 5-loss team minimum.
And they'll beat Wisconsin really back. And Wisconsin's terrible.
They are terrible, Billy. But I'm not even sure of that. I'm not even sure they're going to beat Wisconsin, Billy, because I think they suck. I think Alabama's no good. I really do. I think they suck. I think DeBoer's over his head.
Now you've got me looking at that spread, Walt. Golly. But anyway, take comments off there. I think Clemson, at this situation, where they're at right now, backs against the wall. And there's no doubt their backs against the wall. And it's crazy to say that. But like you and I'll reiterate what you said, this game's huge. And I think Clemson's going to respond. I think they're going to cover. I think Clemson's going to be perfectly fine. I don't even know if they stack the line. But I think Tom Allen's going to – I think he's going to do his job like he's proven right now with the tools he's got on defense. I wish Barnes would come back, but I love what I'm seeing out of the secondary. Love what I see out of Ricardo Jones.
Yeah.
And the corners are dynamic. But I think the offense, I really do. And I hope Antonio's back, but I just see Clemson responding. This is just the type of game that Dabo kind of puts his finger up and gives him a, like, not so fast. Yeah. So I'll take your comments.
Thank you, Billy.
There,
good
man.
Speaking with you as always. Thank you. I think it's a big-time linebacker game for Clemson. It's a big-time defensive line game for Clemson in terms of disruption. I think that everyone is going to have to be assignment sound against Georgia Tech. They use a lot of window dressing. Buster Faulkner uses a lot of motion, a lot of shifts. Dabo Swinney compared it to triple option football, which it sort of is. They're going to test you in every way. The quarterback's really dangerous with his legs. And then when you overcommit to that element, he completes 73% of his passes. So it's a challenge. There's no question about it. We have lots to get to. Lines are completely jammed. I'm coming to you. Don't move. Don't drop your spot. You'll lose it. Stay there. Take it. Let's see. Georgia Heath is up first. Byron, Illini J, Clark, Michael, I'm coming to all of you. Quick break.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer with the best prices and largest selection. We make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Tenago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans. Get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires for my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main and Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPM Farms, butchery and market.com.
At Grass Nerds, we keep your yard green and free of weeds and pests. Are you tired of feeling like your grass is a lost cause? Ready to love your lawn again? With the fall weather approaching, now's the perfect time for fescue overseeding. Don't let your lawn go bare this fall. Contact Grass Nerds today to schedule your fescue overseeding before spots fill up. And get ready to enjoy a stunning lawn that's the envy of the neighborhood. Call us now or visit our website at grassnerds.com.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660 or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
When the night has come, and all the land is dark, and the moon is the only light you ever see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't shed a single tear.
How awesome is that, Marona? Man.
That's good.
Hey, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. I'm coming to you on the phone lines. Actually, there are two lines open now because a couple people dropped as we went to break. The impatient ones. Let me tell you about Turner's. You don't need a special occasion to give a truly unforgettable gift. By the way, fellas, Doghouse is a special occasion. Make an ordinary day feel like a milestone with a little sparkler from Turner's Jewelers. Trust me, that sparkle in the blue box, that's what you're looking for. Turner's is a family-owned jeweler with over 65 years of expertise and a legacy of trust in the upstate. That's a fact. There's no place like Turner's. Ramona lives over there. I bought many things from Turner's Jewelers. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Whether it's just because gift or something more meaningful, Turner's helps you say it beautifully. Explore their curated collection of necklaces, bracelets, earrings, diamonds, each one made to wow. From diamonds to sapphire, silver to gold, there's something for every style, every story. You want something as unique as she is? Design a one-of-a-kind piece with Turner's expert jewelers. Sending kids off to college? Mark the milestone with a keepsake they'll treasure forever. And tailgates and touchdowns aren't the only highlights this fall. A gift from Turner's is worth celebrating. When it's time to say I do, nobody does I do like Turner's Jewelers does. Bridal jewelry for the big day, plus timeless pieces to celebrate every day thereafter. Turner's is for grooms, too. Shop wedding bands and luxury watches that elevate your style. If you're looking for a pre-owned Rolex, Turner's has a stunning selection of prices worth celebrating. Discover estate jewelry pieces, designer jewelry that turns heads and starts conversation. Turner's in-house team offers appraisals, repairs, cleaning to help your jewelry keep your jewelry sparkling. Real gold, real silver, real value. Turner's offers timeless quality at competitive prices. Ramona has taken advantage of virtually every service Turner's owns.
I have.
And like I said, she basically lives over there. And so look, as the leaves change, so can your look. Add a pop of sparkle to your fall wardrobe. It's always the right time to give a Turner's blue box. It never goes out of style. Browse online anytime at turnersjewelers.com or visit the store in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca for personal expert service. They're the best. Like I said, I've bought many things from Turner's. Always awesome. Back to the phones. It is Georgia Heath. Heath, how are you, Heath? Good to have you.
Hey, well, thanks for getting me in, brother. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Heath. Appreciate hanging in there with me.
So I got to disagree with you on something, Walt.
Okay.
I think Drinkwitz would be an absolute horrible hire. And as a matter of fact, I'm thinking about starting a petition for the University of Florida to extend Napier's his contract by 20 years.
Yes.
No, I think you're spot on, man. I think he is creative. He's a ball full of energy, and I think he's willing to do what it takes to get the job done. And at a place like Florida with that talent pool, man, that'd be scary. That'd be really scary. I tell you, I wanted to call and talk to you about the Georgia-Tennessee game coming up. Before I do, Walt, I was watching the Georgia-Austin Peay game this week, and I know it's Austin Peay, I know they weren't wanting to tip their hand or whatever, but Walt, I would have swore to you about halfway through that game that Tommy Bowden had snuck into the stadium, came down to our sideline, and started calling plays. If I saw another bubble screen in that game, I mean, I've never seen that. Even with Mike Bobo, I've never seen as many bubble screens called in one game by him. It really took me back to the Tommy Bowden days. It really did.
Yeah, well, you know, when Rob Spence was here, he was the master of the bubble screen and not very much else. And, you know, and Tommy Bowden. Now, the funny thing is, when Spence disappeared, Bowden's offense was actually three verticals looking for a bust. It was just as bad. It was just the exact opposite. But neither was good. But, you know, Rob right. Spence, you know, I don't know if I should even tell this story, Ramona. I refused to put Rob Spence on air because you just couldn't interview the man. I mean, he just, everything was... Look, I'm religious. I'm not religious to the extent that Rob Spence was. And when I do a football show, I do a sports talk show. And if I'm going to put somebody on the air, he has to be willing to speak about something related to football. He didn't want to talk about anything related to football. It was only Jesus talk. That Rob Spence wanted everything to be about Jesus talk. Finally, one day I said on air, I said, you know, you would think if you were so connected to God, he would have told you to stop running so many bubble screens.
Oh, that's great. That's genius. That's genius. That's absolute genius. I wanted to talk to you about the Tennessee-Georgia game. Well, and honestly, I kind of wish in. I wish I would have got in. I think that the over-under started out like 52.5, 53, something like that. I wish I could have got some action on that and took the under. I still might. At 49.5.
Wow.
I'm not convinced. I think that the defense, Georgia's defense, is our strength. I'm not saying that Stockton can't throw the ball down the field, but it's unknown. Until I see that he can throw the ball past the line of scrimmage or further than 5 yards, I'm just not convinced that we're not going to try to rely on the run game, milk the clock, and rely on our defense. And if that's the case, I think it's going to be a low scoring game, man.
You know, Heath, you're like me. I mean, I this game's sort of a mystery to me. Like, I don't exactly know what either one of these teams are. I mean, I mean, Tennessee's looked explosive, but it's at against nobody, and I don't know if any of that matters. I mean, Tennessee's had all sorts of trouble handling Georgia. I don't know whether Tennessee is more legitimate right now than they were with Nico offensively or not. And like you said, we need to see more of Gunnar Stockton and more of Georgia to actually know what Georgia is. So I don't think we know what either one of these teams are heading into this game. I think this is going to be the first piece of true evidence that we get on either one of these teams this year in terms of what they are.
I agree with you 100%. You know, I always call the home teams Clemson, South Carolina, and Georgia. Georgia because I'm from Georgia and I'm a Georgia fan and I live in South Carolina now. And Clemson and South Carolina for obvious reasons. But with the home teams going to Georgia Tech, going to Tennessee, and then Vandy coming to South Carolina, I can't help but think, man, one of the home teams is going down, if not more. And I hope it's not Georgia, but I can't tell you that it's not going to be. I mean, I just don't know how all three of those teams escape this weekend.
You know what, Heath? It's a really good point because it's sort of prove-it weekend for all the teams involved. All the teams involved on both sides of this equation, it's sort of prove-it weekend. We don't really know. I mean, we don't know what Clemson is right now. We don't know what South Carolina is right now. We don't really know what Vanderbilt is. We don't know what Tennessee is, what Georgia is. We don't really know what any of these teams are right now. But this weekend's going to give us our first hard evidence as to the truth about these teams.
Well, if all the home teams come out on top, I'll be ecstatic. You know, I won't have to hear about it from the other guys. And then, of course, you know, if Georgia wins, I'll be happy. But anyway, thanks for letting me in, Walt. I appreciate your show. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Georgia Heath. Great job. That's a great job. There's some really interesting points. And, yeah, I mean, this feels like this is the first step. This is prove it to me weekend. We have some conference games. You know, listen, the games so far have been more about show. They've either been show, like Clemson and LSU. They've been lesser opponents. They've been letdown games, whatever. The real meat and potatoes starts now. These are the prove-it-to-me games. Georgia-Tennessee. Who knows what either one of those teams are right now? I mean, look, like I said nationally, I don't think there's an elite team in this mix right now. Now, look, I believe before the year Penn State would be elite. I believe Clemson would be elite. I don't think there's an elite team right now. I don't think Texas is elite. I don't think Ohio State is elite. I'm not saying that two or more of these teams won't become elite before the end of the year, but no one's there now. And I don't think elite teams, like I wrote in that message on X, I don't think elite teams prove that in the first three or four games. I think you prove that in the second half of the season. I think that's where the rubber meets the road, cliche alert. I think that's where that's your proving ground. But I think the proving ground starts this weekend. I think these games are massively important. If Clemson loses to Georgia Tech, Clemson might be out in terms of the ACC. Because Georgia Tech would then essentially have a two-game lead on Clemson, and Georgia Tech has an easy schedule. That schedule is very Georgia Tech favorable. If they were to win that game, I don't know that Clemson makes the ACC title game, because you've got Miami and Florida State. I think SMU is still dangerous, despite the fact they gave one away this weekend. We even got to that. But so what I'm saying is, I think all three of these teams, Clemson, South Carolina, and Georgia, very much have sort of step one in the prove it time now. You know, this is where the thing gets serious. Up till now, not very serious. Starting this weekend, very, very serious. Clemson at Georgia Tech, very, very serious for both teams. The winner advances. The loser is probably out. The loser of that game is probably out. Probably out of the ACC race, probably out. There are more contenders in the ACC race than we thought before the year. You know, I had Clemson, Miami before the year. I still believe that, but I don't believe it with the same vigor that I did before. So that's a vital game. South Carolina, Vanderbilt is a vital game. We don't know who's who in the SEC yet. South Carolina, Vanderbilt is a vital game. South Carolina has sort of owned Vanderbilt, but are they going to own this version of Vanderbilt? You know, which of those teams is playing better right now? Georgia, Tennessee. Do we know anything about either one of those teams? I would suggest to you we don't. I don't think we do. Not right now. I don't see it. Let me tell you about Moretti's. This is someplace we know something about. All right? They are unfriggin' believable. If you've never had real Buffalo, New York-style pizza and wings, you don't need to drive to Western New York in 12 hours. It's come to you. Their pizza is thicker than New York-style, but not doughy. Just a perfect crush. I had the Greek pizza. It was amazing. Baked to perfection in their stone oven. The Buffalo wings, man, they're crispy on the outside, juicy inside with that spicy, buttery kick and tangy finish. They're the best on the planet. They've been tested against the Buffalo wings from Buffalo. Ever heard of beef on whack? Oh, my God. It's a cumberwhack bun. It's real carved roast beef, 8 hours, cooked low and slow. They pile it high. It's awesome. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Fridays, so much more. It's unbelievable. Big screen TVs all over, one walls, all sports, all the Clemson games, all the NFL games. Trust me, you can see the Little John Coliseum table while you're there, made from the original forts. Moretti's, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. You'll thank me later.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the actually really seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your Clemson Daily Update, presented by BASF. Hey, Tiger fans, want to join another winning team? Join the hundreds of